My job is the opposite, is to go, why does she think that? Like, why would my wife believe what she believes? Understand that, and then have that discussion with her.
Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero?
So Sophie and I did an interview podcast together. That's what today comes from. We don't do as many interviews or conversations together, period. And we haven't done one about relationships in a while. We obviously have the Ignited podcast, and we started it out with conversations about ourselves. But I'll be very frank. The reason we dropped off and the Wednesday episode fell off is Sophie said to me one day, she's like, I don't want to talk about this stuff anymore. I feel like I've worked through it. I'm on the other side of it. And every single time that we come back to recording a Wednesday episode and I have to relive a part of it, it's either not relevant to me, so I'm not feeling it emotionally, and then it just feels like I'm talking for no real reason, or it dredges up stuff I don't want to dredge up, and then it ruins my day, my week, my whatever. I learned to be a better husband. I won't say a good husband. I learned to be a better husband a few years ago. And so even though I really didn't like it, because I really liked having those Wednesday episodes and I knew they helped a lot of people, I said, let's just take a break and we'll figure it out. And I continue with Monday and Friday. So we haven't done a lot of interviews together in a while. But then a friend of ours who we interviewed and I've hung out with a couple of times, his name is John Kim. On Instagram, he goes by The Angry Therapist. I don't know if you've ever seen any of his stuff. Sent us an email and said, could we do a two couples podcast? So me and my wife, you and your wife. And it sounded like a great idea. First of all, because we'd never met Vanessa, his wife. Secondly, because they're both therapists. I'm a psychologist, but Sophie isn't. We're still helpers. And we thought that could be a really fun and cool conversation to have together. But a lot came out for me out of that conversation, because I don't know that we've ever done that. I don't know that Sophie and I have ever essentially talked to another couple on air about what's going on for them when they're helpers. So they're kind of like helping us and analyzing us while we're having the conversation, and we're doing the same to them. One of the first things that became really, really obvious is that both of us, both pairs, are constantly learning new things about their partner. Constantly, right? Sophie and I have been together 17 years. We're about to, this October, it'll be 12 years we've been married. On the trip to Spain, I learned more new things about my wife that I'd never known before, because this trip was different. We didn't bring help with us and it was chaotic, et cetera. And to hear from John and Vanessa, who are only, I think they're 3 years together, maybe 3.5, had a baby about 16, 17 months ago. As two therapists, the level of constant ongoing discovery and friction that exists between them pretty much cemented in my head. I say it about ourselves all the time. I say it, I'm constantly discovering, but I don't know why it didn't land in the same way until this conversation with John and his wife, that I will be discovering who my wife is until either, well, probably even if we do separate, but just in another context, until I die. Like, until I stop breathing, I will not have an exact idea of who my wife is. A decade ago, that would have scared the shit out of me, because I don't even know how many therapy sessions we've been to. I mean, we've done upwards of, let's say, 300 therapy sessions, 400 therapy sessions. And the thought that after that much time spent together, there's still important stuff that I'm going to discover about my wife and about what that means in our relationship. I don't know why it only landed this week, but it did. And I had to learn how to embrace my own self-discovery journey. Forget believing for a second that who you are right now is who you're always going to be. I don't think that's ever true. We get faked out by it. I just did a podcast about this about a month and a half ago. Because you're there for yourself all the time, you don't see the incremental changes. So if you have a kid and you see them growing, the growth is so incremental, you don't see it. They're growing every single day by a tenth of a centimeter. They get one new word you might notice because you're so amazed by it when it first shows up. But like, they are learning slight new things every single day. You only notice the leaps. Or when do you notice it? When you go to the doctor and they measure them and you're like, oh my God, you grew by 7 inches. I didn't notice that it was 7 inches. Why? Because you're there for the changes. But it's very clear, and I use a baby for a reason, because the changes are so massive and so quick. It's very clear that the way you see your kid is much more consistent than the way a friend or family member who sees them once a month or every 3 months or every 6 months sees them. They come in and the first words out of their mouths are things like, oh my God, they got so big. When did they learn to do this? And you can kind of think to yourself, I've been there for the entire process. I remember when these things happen, they don't seem monumental. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe me or not right now, the exact same thing is happening to you as we speak. You are constantly becoming a slightly different person than who you were before, but you won't notice it because you were there for the change. And what I say about my own self-work is I've seen it as my job now to not let that happen haphazardly. What do I mean? You know, my son will come back from school and learn a bunch of words that I didn't really want him to learn. Why? Because I don't have control over what words he learns when he goes to school, right? He'll come back. All of a sudden, he knows three words. I wish he didn't, but just the way it is. I don't want to make that happen with me. So how do I control that? The 5-minute journal in the morning. I wake up and I think purposefully about what thoughts I want in my head. I stop listening to depressing music. I just don't do it. I love some of it, like deeply. Nine Inch Nails is still my favorite band. If I have to list a name of bands, I listen to maybe like 3 minutes a year because it makes me depressed. It makes me think about all the aspects of who I am that I don't like. Now, if I'm going to do that, I better think of those things myself and have control over them. I love Trent Reznor, great producer. I don't want to give him control over my life. He doesn't deserve that, right? So I've done that in my own life. That took me a long time. It took me a long time to be that volitional, that purposeful about what I let in my ears. I'm running a business. I'm not listening to, I'm sure there is one of these, by the way, businesses who fail podcasts because I don't care. I want to listen to the shit that worked because I want to make this succeed. Earlier on in my relationship, you know, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy phrase? I love using the phrase. It's not that hard. It's not that easy to incorporate into my actual way of being in a relationship though. Because if I'm fully honest, when my relationship with Sophie started, I wanted to be right and happy. What I meant by that was I wanted to persuade Sophie that I was right. So I get to be happy because I'm right. And she's finally happy because I was also right. That's what I thought I wanted when we started. Well, look, honestly, it might still be what I would want. It's just not the way the world works. So when Sophie and I met, not to toot my own horn, the way people talk about me since I was a kid was that I'm smart and then I can figure stuff out. Like that's, I wasn't necessarily lovable and I wasn't a lot of other things, but like when people told me who I was, smart was a word that showed up all the time. So when Sophie and I would get into arguments or fights, I thought it was like my job to prove to her, oh, no, I understand this better than you. Let me explain it to you. And then once I obviously show you the light, because remember, I'm smart. I've been told that since I was 5. So obviously it's true. I will explain to you why you're wrong. You'll be so happy that I finally explained to you where you're wrong because you will know, oh, now I see the way of the world truly. Thank you, master. And then you'll be happy that I taught you you were wrong. And you'll be happy now that you know the truth. That's what I wanted in my head. I think it finally landed like a week and a half ago when I was in that interview with John. That is my absolute wrong way of going about this relationship. Like absolutely the wrong way. I've gotten better at not fighting my wife on these things. When I was talking to John, having 4 different people who I consider all intelligent and well worth the conversation on a interview at the same time made me all of a sudden realize that actually my entire job in my relationship is to understand why my wife sees the things she sees the way she sees them, empathize, right? Get it, really understand it, not just be able to write it down, but like really get that. And then have a conversation with her from her standpoint, not from mine, trying to resolve our conflict. When we disagree, my job has stopped being explaining to her even why I said what I said. That's just a different way of me trying to prove to her, no, if you just understood the reason why I said the thing I said, now you'll know that I was right and then we'll be happy. My job is the opposite, is to go, why does she think that? Like, why would my wife believe what she believes? Understand that and then have that discussion with her. So even in the last couple of days, I got to tell you, the way it's come out is when I see Sophie struggling, I'm not even trying to make her struggle less. I'm not even trying to explain to her why things will get better. I'm not like, right? Because that's all me trying to take her to my side of the world. I'm trying to understand why she's having a really hard time. And then it's my job internally to do the change that will make us better. The first place this came up with was on the trip back from Mexico that we just took for a wedding. we're having a really hard flight. Like, we did not want to travel for the flight anyway. We were all coming back. We just wanted to be back home, be with the kids. The ride back from the airport was taking like an hour to get to us. We're standing outside with the bags for an hour, and we started getting on each other's nerves. And Sophie said something that maybe made it easier for me to do this. She was, I'm having a really hard time. I can't deal with shit right now. So fucking stop it. And then a minute later, she's like, go get me some water. I would have been so mad about that, like 3 months ago even. Because it'd be like, why? You go get a water if you're being such a bitch to me. Like, that's what I would have been like trying to prove to her why you're trying to not be nice to me. Why would I get you something? And I'm sitting there, and I realized my wife just told me she's having a hard time. I don't need to prove to her why she should have an easier time, a better time, why her time will get. That's all me trying to change the state that she's in. I just landed into, okay, we have had a long trip. None of us want to be here. We just want to be back home. The ride's taken forever. I can totally understand why she's having a shitty time. And she also just told me what she needed to make it better. She's like, can you bring me some water? And I just made my job believing her and doing that thing.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ignited Heroes Recovery Podcast. I really hope you found the information here useful and that we'll see you back here next week. And look, I want to make sure that this podcast is the most useful it can be for you, so please let me know by emailing info@ignited.com if there are any specific topics or questions you'd like to have addressed. As usual, if you like this episode, I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and rating. Thanks, and see you next week.